Have you ever had a moment where it feels like everything's going against you? It feels like the weight of the world has fallen on your shoulders. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up.
It's hard. It's hard living your dream. It's hard changing your life. Once you've been knocked out by life, it's hard to pull yourself together and go back again.
You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of struggles. You're going to feel dumb and ask questions and don't know what to do or where to go.
You got to know why you're out here, because you're going to get kicked by life. When the storms of life come, and they're going to come, when life pounces on you, and that's going to happen. When it catches you on the blind side and drops you to your knees, and that's going to happen. When your plans don't work out, when you start running out of money, when you want to give up, your reasons will be your source of strength that will comfort you. Your reasons are the things that will help you get back up and try once again.
That moment of extreme adversity is the best moment for audacity. It's the moment where you can flip everything and turn every trial you have right now into treasure.
Sometimes you need to step back, meditate, and recharge. Sometimes you gotta go away for a little while. Clear your head, view your situation from a different angle, and try another approach.
Don't ever claim that you're a failure. You're only ever a failure when you stop trying. Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." As long as you're trying, you have another chance to win.
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional creatures, but you gotta learn to discipline your emotions, discipline your thinking, staying focused on the goal, and not allowing your feelings and unproductive thoughts to get in the way of your progress. If you don't discipline and control your emotions and thoughts, they will use you.
You must have faith. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in your abilities, your ideas, your vision, unquestionably. And when you get punched in the face by life and you feel broken inside, you gotta be able to say to yourself, I've got to do this. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I showed up. You gotta talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potential.
And all I want you to do every day is just say to yourself, when you feel that inner negative conversation saying, you can't do it, you gotta shut that voice down. Tell it to shut up. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can do this. I can get through this. I want you to stand up inside of yourself and demand that no matter how many failures I endure, I must keep going. No matter how many rejections I have to face, I must keep going. Regardless of the trials and tribulations that come against me, I must keep going.
You get up every day, you look in the mirror, and you tell yourself, I'm a bad, and one way or another, I'm going to make it happen today. This challenge I'm facing, this pain I'm going through, this is a test. This is the day I'm going to find out if my goals really are my goals.
You're going to get up, you're going to get dressed, you're going to get out, and you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you've been called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're gonna prove all of them wrong. I'm gonna show them all they're wrong because I'm the champion. I'm gonna prove I'm the greatest. There will never be another like me.
Champions aren't born. They're made through grit, sweat, and unwavering self-belief.
It's not about luck. It's about relentless dedication to your craft. When you step out that door, it's not just another day. It is an opportunity to unleash your greatness upon the world. You're not here to settle for mediocrity or to follow the crowd. No, you're here to lead, to set the pace, to show the world what's possible when you refuse to accept anything less than your best.
It's about digging deep and understanding that greatness resides within you. You've got to summon it, sometimes even with tears in your eyes. But under no circumstance can you throw in the towel or surrender. The enemy isn't out there. It's in your head, scheming to mess with your mind, to drown you in worries and stress and break your spirit.
If you conquer it in your head, you'll conquer it everywhere else. So cry it out if you must. Rest it out if you must. Take a break if you must. Regroup, replan, but never let that fiery belief within you extinguish. It doesn't matter how long it takes or what you have to endure along the way. You're coming out of this mess, and you're coming out stronger, wiser, and more determined than ever before.
I've been through the depths of despair, hit rock bottom, and felt the sting of defeat. But guess what? I still believe I'm coming out on top, and you should too. Because that unwavering belief, that unbreakable spirit, is what sets champions apart. So keep pushing, keep fighting, and keep believing. Because there's no force in this world that can stand against the power of the determined human spirit. You can delay it, but you cannot destroy it. And as long as you keep moving forward, as long as you can muster enough strength to hold on and hold out, you will see yourself become victorious.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, who are they? When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. You got to be relentless.
If I can take it, I can make it.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. The person that gets up off the canvas and keeps growing, that's the person that will continue to grow their influence.
You want to be persistent about what it is that you want to achieve. Alexander Graham Bell said, "What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists and it becomes available only when a man or a woman is in that state of mind in which he or she knows exactly what he or she wants and is fully determined not to quit until they find it." You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it.
Yes, you have a dream, and the process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it hurts, if you feel like you're under heat, if you feel like you're being pressured, welcome to the big leagues. When God looks like he's pulling you back, eventually he's gonna let you go. And the farther he pulls you back, once he releases you, boom!
The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, the hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you. Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. And that's why most people never realize their personal greatness, because they're casual about life. And when you're casual about life, you will end up a casualty. Don't get caught up in, well, I tried it 4 or 5 times and things didn't work out. If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you got to do whatever is necessary until. When you're hungry, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. I'm going to do it until. Once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it is done. You know people. You've seen people that you can predict early on. That person is going to be a diamond. You know it. How they carry themselves. How they take care of business. How do they follow through. How they keep their commitments to their commitment. How they work the system. Their energy level. Their passion. You know it. The mark is on them. You know it. That one is going to make it. And people must see that in you. And we've all had experiences where we were working on something and we knew it was possible. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. People were opposing you, but you kept on doing it. It was hard. It was rough. It was difficult. But to you, it was worth it. And eventually you got to a level, you know, there's nothing doubling up. I'm on the move.
Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You're not a victim. You are powerful. In the chaos is an opportunity. If you can learn to harness the pain you're going through, you can rise to the challenge and refuse to allow the chaos around you to determine the conqueror within you.
Resisting the toe to go down and standing fiercely in spite of the opposition and saying, I'm going to do it anyway, but you don't know what's happened to me. It doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is what are you going to do about it?
I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay, I'm going to make it happen. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. You have the power to do that.
Things are going to happen to you, and the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want because you expect to get it.
Courageously hold on to your dream and don't lose enthusiasm. You got to be out of your mind to believe. In spite of these numbers, you can still make it. You got to be crazy. Yes, you must be crazy. The crazy people are the only ones who change the world and do the impossible. You got to believe in your heart of hearts that in spite of the pain you're feeling, you can still come back again. It doesn't matter how many times I fail. I'm going to courageously pursue it. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they think. This is something that I want that gives my life meaning and value.
You've got to learn how not to give up and how not to give in. And you got to understand that greatness is within you and you got to pull it out. When life's putting the pressure on you, you have to learn to bolt every escape hatch closed in your mind and don't allow yourself a way out. You've got to find a way or make a way.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to go home. It's okay to take a break, but quitting should never be an option. The weakness is in your mind, out to worry you to death. Out to stress you to death, out to break you down, out to make you quit, out to make you think that you can't get up, out to make you give up on your dream.
The war takes place in your own head. It's not in your savings account. It's not in your job. The fight that you've got to fight is in your mind. And if you can get it out of your head, you can get it out of your job. You can get it out of your finances. You can get all the self-pitying and victimizing thoughts out of your entire life.
If you don't like where you're at, don't worry about it. This is just a chapter. Don't like how you feel right now? It's okay. It's just a chapter. Why are you up all night, stressed, worried, and weeping over one chapter in your life? This isn't the end of your story. The last chapter of your life hasn't been written yet. You still have more to go. You can still turn things around. And it doesn't matter what happened yesterday or the day before. What matters is, what are you doing right now to make your life better? What steps are you taking right now to improve yourself and your situation? We can't control what has happened, but we can control what we do now. You have full control over yourself and your ability to work on yourself and get better at whatever you're doing.
The difficulties you're facing right now aren't there to stop you from living your dream. They're there to push you onto another level. They will help make you into the person you want to be. Don't run away from the hardship like most people do. Step toward it, face it head on, and be willing to wrestle with it to get what you want.
This world is always going to give you scars, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Many people try to hide their scars. No, you should wear those scars as a badge of honor. They show what you've overcame, what you've faced and beaten, because only the toughest people make it through to the other side where success is. And you are tough. You are cut from a different cloth.
And you gotta see yourself capable and worthy of living a life of greatness, a life of peace. Say to yourself, I'm gonna do it. I'm coming out of this. I don't know how long it's gonna take. I don't know what I'm gonna have to go through. I don't know what I'm gonna lose along the way, but I am going to make it through this.
I've been broke, busted, and disgusted, but I still believe that I am coming out of this mess. No matter what it takes, I'm going to do it.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me. The decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
Take ownership. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over, that yesterday was the last day that you were a loser. Like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm gonna walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're gonna play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different, you walk different. All of a sudden, this isn't the same damn human being. You can change you. You'd be surprised what a little winning would do. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region. And when you start stacking them up, your life can change.
If you've ever had a moment in your life that you have measured yourself and come up short, if you've ever poured yourself into an individual, a company, a place, or thing, and didn't get the results you expected, then this one is for you.
When life is beating you down, and you lose your job, you lose your money, you lose your spouse, you feel like you can't do it anymore. When you feel that pain creeping in, you feel that defeat.
You must remind yourself of how tough you really are.
This is not the first time you've gone through pain. This is not the first time you've felt the sting of failure. You've got to remember that every time you're going through adversity, it is making you stronger.
You are not being burned, you are being forged. You're being forged into a beast.
But it's not going to be easy. No, it's going to try and rip you apart. It's going to break you down before you can have the opportunity to build yourself back up. You're going to feel overwhelmed and stressed out of your mind and don't know what to do next to solve the problems you're facing. But when you can put yourself in a position where you decide that you won't give yourself a way out, you won't allow the darkness to win. You won't accept failure as an outcome. One way or another, you will find a way through it.
It's gonna be a dogfight. It's gonna be rough as it's gonna knock you to your knees and keep beating you. But you gotta make up in your mind that it is not over until I win. I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me.
You will not stop me. The only way I lose is if I quit.
To become a champion, you gotta endure immense challenges. If you can't withstand challenges, you'll never be a champion. If giving up tempts you when your legs give out, don't even begin. If the easy route tempts you when the pressure hits, don't even bother taking the first step. If you don't believe doors will be slammed in your face a million times or you won't face rejection, don't even embark on the journey. For me though, every rejection fuels me. Why? Because I am not a failure. I'm just one more attempt away from success. If I just keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, I will eventually win.
Life can't deny you forever. Life can't keep telling you no forever. If you are relentless, at some point you will break through. I refuse to veer to the left or veer to the right or gradually get things together. No, that's not gonna happen. I am getting ready to turn this whole situation around 180 degrees.
On the other side of your pain is freedom. Opportunity comes in chaos. A chance to stand up. A chance to get it right. A chance to make a U-turn. I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know that you'll be strong enough to get through it. Because every human has what it takes to persevere through whatever they're facing, if they decide to.
Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody, but only the strong survive. Most people keep running away from all these obstacles, and they don't realize that it is the obstacles that are gonna take them to the next level. Those are the things that are gonna push you to break through.
So every time you feel that pain, you feel that heat, you feel that pressure, remind yourself that this is what is gonna make me better. This is gonna redefine me. This is gonna make me into an unbreakable winner.
I need you to have mental toughness. When that thing you're up against tells you to quit, I want you to look at it in the eye and say, I will break you before you break me. I will not be destroyed. I will outlast you. I'm tougher than you. I can take it. I got what it takes to win. You will not defeat me.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop trying and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, in the middle of the struggle, in the middle of the chaos, you gotta tell that thing, I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave this opportunity until I'm successful. It is not over until I win.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but I am phenomenally willed. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. I'm not successful because I'm the best. I'm successful because life tried to break me and it couldn't. I outlasted all the struggles, all the hurt, all the haters, all the failures, and I kept getting back up and facing it head on without losing enthusiasm for the dream.
However hard life tries to hit you, I need you to hit twice as hard back. Match whatever level of energy the enemy is putting up and destroy it. You've invested too much to quit. You've made too many sacrifices to give up. Get a reward for all the hell you've been through.
I don't care what's the circumstance. I don't care what's the situation. You face the challenge, you put it on your back, and you say, Roger that. And you continue to execute on your mission, on your goal, on your plans, on your dream.
When you come up against that thing, you gotta be prepared to outperform that thing. And you gotta make up in your mind before you get to that challenge, before you get to that cancer, before you get to that sickness, before you get to that battle, you gotta be mentally ready to take on whatever life is gonna hit you with. And you gotta see yourself getting through this and past this. You gotta know you can handle anything this world can throw at you. And you gotta make up in your mind that I will not leave without getting what I want. The battle is not over until I win.
It's not easy out there. People are always saying you can't, that you shouldn't, that you're not smart enough, not good enough. This world, it beats you up again and again until eventually most people, they just stop trying. But you're not like that. You're a fighter. You always have been.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back. It's hard living. Life is hard.
Life is not easy at all. There's gonna be challenges. You're gonna get beat down.
And that tough situation is making you wanna stop.
And you will fail sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay as long as you get back up.
Take that next step. Keep moving forward.
And no matter what, do not quit.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be. The shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it. Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you're in the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you. If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. And you are tough. You made us some special stuff. There was nobody here before you. You brought something here that was not here before you showed up. Guess what? Nobody's going to do your work for you. Nobody's going to write your book for you.
That has been given to you to do.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. Not over till I win. Not over till I get through. Not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. That's how you got to do that. You've got to have that kind of courage, that type of determination. If you want to make it happen, it's you.
When anything that could go wrong does go wrong, what makes it worth it to you to keep pushing forward? What keeps you going?
I don't know what you're going through right now, but I need you to remember, if you can find a why for living, you can endure almost any how.
When you're getting attacked by life, you're going through the worst pain you've ever felt, and you can find those reasons that make you strong enough to keep going, you will find a way through it. You'll shift your inner dialogue from, why does this have to happen to me? I don't deserve this. I can't handle this, to good. I'm glad this happened. This is a chance to get better. This is a chance to improve myself and my situation. I can do this. I can handle this. I got what it takes.
We all want to be a beast, but do you know what a beast is? A beast is someone who can go through and be grateful that their legs are working. A beast is someone who's lost everything, but is grateful for the opportunity to get everything back and get even more. A beast is someone who can hit rock bottom and can say, Roger that. I'm gonna harness this. It is only up from here. I'm gonna come back even stronger.
What most people do is, once you get stressed in the process, you don't want it anymore. You give up, you fold, you quit, you're through. But in order to develop, in order to become the best version of yourself, stress is necessary. See, a seed has got to have dirt on top of it in order to grow and develop. Dirt builds character. Dirt gives you the push-through factor. Dirt makes you fight through it when you don't feel like fighting anymore.
Everybody gets dirt put on them at one point or another. And that's the moment. That teaches you to withstand it. It gives you something to push through.
So when you feel like giving up, don't. When it looks like you're not gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, ignore them. When they tell you you're not gonna make it, do not believe them. You gotta become f***ing relentless. Never stop, never quit.
The most important thing is your passion. You win with your heart, not your head. You win on emotion, not on logic. The most important thing to winning is the power of believing in you. The power of believing that you can win. The power of believing that good things will happen to you. The power of believing that you're special.
You must believe that you can. And once you want something and believe that you can get it, you gotta block out all the noise around you that's gonna tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to all that. Listen to yourself, that voice within you that tells you that it is possible, that there is a way for you to be successful in this business, in this career, in this life.
In this situation that you're in, your life is at stake. You are fighting for your life every day. By the way that you live it, the mark that you're gonna leave, the legacy that you're gonna leave, all that is gonna come back to you. That is your life. So don't sit back and be on the defense and allow life to happen to you. Don't do that. Instead, go on the offense. Go on the attack. Become the aggressor. Be the one that life is afraid to mess with.
And remember that everybody won't make it to your next level because everybody won't be willing to sacrifice what it takes to create greatness. This is your journey. Struggle is a part of it. Losses are a part of it. Setbacks are a part of it. Sometimes you have to go through your worst just to become your best. Sometimes you have to lose everything just to gain everything. Don't let it discourage you. Let it encourage you.
Fail your way to success. Fail your way forward. Failure is only when you stop trying. Failure is just another step in the staircase to go higher.
You will never grow without growing pains. The valley might be ugly, but I promise you, the peak is beautiful, and it will all be worth it. So don't ever stop climbing, because the only way it works is if you work. The only way you progress is if you proceed. So you rise above anything or anyone that's in your way that's trying to prevent you from being great.
You know how you get confidence? By attacking your fear, attacking those hard things you know you gotta face, and overcoming them. There's a big misconception out there that people who are successful are not afraid, which is not true. People who are successful are oftentimes the most afraid. They're afraid of failure, so they do everything they can to escape it. So they're gonna run the hardest, they're gonna run the fastest, and they're gonna be the ones who are gonna take every single action that they have to take to make sure they get where they need to be. So I don't want you to wait any longer. Don't worry about the how or what ifs. Make a list. Put your back up against the wall and execute on that damn list. Do that every single day, and you will be where you want to be. I guarantee it.
The journey is not easy. Everyone's hot off the start, but after a month or so into it, with the wear and tear and the grind starts to hit you, you start losing focus on the horizon, do you not? You get caught away in the daily hiccups, the ups and downs, and the wear and tear, and you focus on the speed bumps, the daily activities, losing sight of their true purpose.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
The difference between a winner and a loser, the failure's there every single time. It's just the winner gets back up and does it again and does it again until it goes his way.
I don't care how hard you fall. I don't care if nobody don't believe in you. It only takes you believing in yourself to get this thing done. And listen to me, it ain't failure if you learn from it, baby. So if you fall, fall on your back so you can look up. Because if you can look up, then you can get up. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. At the end of pain is success.
If you can stay in the race, if you can stay in the fight, then you can dictate your own future.
I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you soft.
See, getting what you want is up to you. You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. You change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Your mind and attitude is all you need to be successful. That's all you need. You don't need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't need money. You don't even need folk to like you. As long as you believe in you, You got the right mindset. You got the right attitude. We can make it happen. I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and you can control your mindset. And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. And so God is allowing you to go up the rough side of the mountain, not so he can hurt you or break you. He's trying to redesign me. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. Ho! You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Ho! You put too much in it to quit now. Ho! It doesn't look like you think. You didn't get the grades you thought you were going to get. So maybe I'm not meant to be a lawyer. Ho! Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. You won't break me. You can't take me. I'm far too long. I'm far too hard. I'm unbreakable now.
You get one shot. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better make the kind of decisions that's going to take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's going to take you to the NFL. You better make the right decisions that are going to land you the next best rapper, the next business tycoon. It's one thing to talk about your destiny, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make. Say no when your body said don't stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
You must work harder. You must get up earlier than them. You must stay up later than them. You must be willing to do more than anyone else would dare to do, simply because you want it more than anyone else does.
You gotta see that long-term goal as not just a thing you're striving for, but a thing that you must have. You cut off any other outcome other than success. Pushing yourself to the limits isn't a choice. It's an obligation. It is something that you must do, no matter what. When you're chasing greatness, when you're hungry for success, there's no room for complacency. There's no room for slacking off. There's no room for taking the easy path.
At the end of your feelings, there's nothing but a heap of excuses and missed opportunities. But at the end of a day, with a disciplined mindset, there's a promise of success, of achievement, of reaching those goals you've set for yourself.
It's the disciplined who works when they just don't want to get up anymore. They continue to grind when all their competition is heading home for the day. They fight harder and harder and harder every day without taking days off. Every day you let your feelings dictate your actions. You're pushing your dreams further and further away. That one day you hit the snooze button or skip the gym could be the day that sets you back weeks, months, or even years.
It's the guy who hustles the most who will catch all those breakthroughs. In the late hours and early mornings, when 99.99% of people are in bed or hanging out, wasting their time, you gotta make sure you are one of those very few people who are putting in those extra hours, getting further and further ahead of everybody else.
So what do you do when you're tired, worn out, or just plain sick of the grind? You go anyways. You get it done no matter what. Even if you're just going through the motions, you go through the fucking motions. You push through. Because to you, you understand that getting things done is non-negotiable. You don't have an option. It doesn't matter how tired you are. It doesn't matter if you're feeling okay today. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is getting up and getting after it.
Everybody has great plans. Everybody has these giant ambitions for what they want to do. But the reason most people will never bring them into fruition is because they lack the mental toughness and discipline to get this up and grind on that project, on that mission, on that test, every single day, consistently, without straying from the plan.
So you gotta make a full commitment that I am going to do this thing nonstop
for as long as it takes, for as many days as it takes, until it is done.
If your competition works 10 hours, you work 11. If they make 15 sales, you make 16. If they score 90, you score 100. No matter what they do, you work relentlessly to one-up them every damn time. You don't really want to work out? Tough you work out. You don't want to hammer away at that project? Too bad, you hammer away. Don't want to get up out of bed? You get up and get your ass out of bed. Don't let that small voice of immediate gratification whisper in your ear. Shut that down. Go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hills. Work on the project and move yourself forward closer to victory.
You're gonna miss parties. You're gonna have people question you. You're gonna lose some friends. You're gonna have to give up some of the things you enjoy for a while. You may be the only person that understands what you're doing. But if you want to change your life, if you want to be the man or woman that you aspire to be, that is a part of the game. You can't do all the same things, have all the same habits, hang around the same people, and expect a different result. Wanting to change is not enough. If you're not willing to fundamentally change your priorities, change your environment, change your actions, you're not going to win. You got to be willing to give some things up in order to go up.
You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. You get paid for executing. You get paid for finishing. And that's what separates the champions from the rest. You set your standard, raise it, and uphold it every day. You're going up against other champions, and you think giving 50, 60, 70% is going to cut it? Absolutely not. If you want to be the best, if you want to be the apex, you got to give it 100% at all times. Even when your legs are trembling and you're dead tired, the real beasts find a way, no matter what it takes.
The more you make those short-term decisions based on instant gratification, the further you're going to stray from your path to greatness. Don't fall into that trap. Think strategically. Think long-term. You need tactical victories. You need to win battles to win the war. Getting up and running when you'd rather be sitting on the couch. Working on your craft when you'd rather be out with your friends. Eating clean when you'd rather be eating all that sugary crap. You got to do these things.
Don't question it. Don't hesitate. Just do it. When you do these things, even when they're not fun, even when your feelings are telling you just this one time, you gotta remind yourself that you are investing in yourself today for a better tomorrow. Every time you make that decision to take the harder way, you're getting stronger.
1 + 1 will always equal 2. 2 + 2 will equal 4. And 10 years of relentless work, putting in more hours than anyone else is willing to, while all these other people are partying on weekends and making excuses, will set you ahead.
Resources, time, money, network we don't have. When you look at the most powerful and effective people in history, we're never the problem. They didn't have the resources, but they got them. How do people get resources when they don't have them? The answer is, they're resourceful. The ultimate resource is resourcefulness. That's what makes someone successful. And here's what's great about resourcefulness. Who has it within them? Who? Every human being. But the question is whether you access it or not. If you're creative enough, can you find an answer to the problem? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the money that you don't have? Can you find it? Yes or no? If you care enough and get other people to care with you, can you get them to help you? Yes or no? If you are bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you're disciplined enough, can you get yourself to do things other people cannot find a way to do? Yes or no? See, the ultimate resource is resourcefulness. But the minute you forget that, you come up with a story that goes, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I can't do it, it's too far away. That's what's going to kill you.
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. And a lot of people who have resources, they have other choices. They can say, oh, this is hard, so they quit. They can say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. When you don't have any other option but to succeed, your chances of success are pretty good. You have to try and put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall, guys, because when your back is against the wall, that's when you're gonna fight.
There is no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success.
The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that will make you more and more effective every single day.
You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission, very clear on the mission, and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no.
This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old pull them off the game plan. You're gonna have to get real comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they want to go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to win, whether it's this year or next year, whatever, you're going to have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan and put the time into making yourself happy.
It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving, starving for greatness and starving for success.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them.
But you put your attention on one and go after it.
You concentrate on winning. You concentrate on dominating. Listen to me. Meditate on this stuff. Focus on this stuff. And when we focus on that, that's where our energy is going to go. I need you to take ownership of your thoughts. I need you to say with me, this is my mind. These are my thoughts. I control what I think. Not the circumstances, not the situations. I control what I think. I choose where I'm going. And I will use my thinking. I will use my thoughts to make the rest of my life the best of my life.
What are you doing right now? Are you not doing anything? Are you doing something stupid? Or are you making progress? What are you doing right now?
What could you become if you worked as hard as you could? What could you become if you disciplined your mind? What could you become if you stopped taking the easy path? What could you become if you decided to force yourself to do more than ever before? You must listen to that voice. Listen to those questions it's asking. That voice is the beast inside you trying to make its way out.
When you want something, don't expect the world to just hand it to you. Life's not going to give you for free. There's no handouts. No one's coming to say, oh, you want this? Great. We want to give this to you. No, no. Life isn't like that. But guess what? That's how most people see success. They think of it as if you just do a few things and you instantly become a winner.
They stick to a diet for 3 days and wonder why they're not a fitness model yet. They do a few tasks they gotta do, have 2 meetings, send 5 emails, call 10 people, then have the audacity to say, why am I not running a $10 million company by now? And it's because they don't get what it really takes. It takes doing the things that most people aren't disciplined enough to do day after day after day after day to the best of your ability, doing it better than everybody else. Striving for perfection every single time. It's getting your ass up and working when you don't want to work. It's lifting the weights when all you want to do is lay on the couch. It's focusing on studying when you'd rather be out partying with your friends. And you might hate doing it. It might be the last thing in the world you want to be doing right now. But you've got to do it like you love it. Because that is what discipline is. Don't allow your feelings to take control of your life. You're the one in charge.
At some point, you gotta get tired of losing, and you gotta play angry. You gotta get to the point where you can't relate to lazy people. You don't speak the same language. You gotta execute. You gotta get it done, because the world treats you different when you get it done.
You gotta start commanding your mind to do the things that it's gonna take to win, no matter how it feels. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Stop spending time looking for excuses. Look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse, where the winner looks for the solution. You gotta look yourself in the face and ask yourself, am I working hard enough? Am I studying hard enough? Am I doing all that I can do? Am I giving it my all? Am I burning the midnight oil every night?
night? Am I pushing myself to my limits? And don't lie to yourself. Be honest. And if the answer is no, you've got to step up your game and condition yourself to do better. Because all of us can go a little harder, work a little longer, try a little more. If we decide to, it's your mind that holds you back. You take control of your mind, you can take control of your world. Stop choosing the easy path, the path of comfort and convenience. All it's gonna lead you to is a life of quality, circumstances, and a lifestyle. Choose the hard path, the path of discipline, the path of hard work, the path of consistency, the path of blood, sweat, and tears, the path of giving the full measure, the path of going the extra mile. That path will lead you to your dreams, to your goals, to everything you've ever wanted, and ultimately, to victory.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. If you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
When you quit, your mind says we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind, it says, he's not leaving. So we gotta expand. We gotta grow. We gotta figure this thing out. So then these compartments in your brain, they have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before when you're in suffer mode and you say, I'm not gonna quit. You gotta tell your brain where you wanna go and how you wanna go and how you wanna get there. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop.
Push through pain enough and there's glory on the other side of it, but you gotta get through it.
I realized I was on the right path because it stopped being easy. I'm f***ing exhausted. I'm tired as f***. I'm not gonna complain because I asked for this. So I'm gonna smile with tired eyes and realize that everything I'm doing on a daily basis is for a reason.
You should f***ing quit. You should quit f***ing quitting. Any path you take to get where you want to be, if that place is worthwhile to go, it's going to be hard. So quit judging your quitting based upon how hard something is. Because every single path that you could possibly take to get somewhere where you want to be is going to be hard. Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path and making progress. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the bleeding, without the pain, without the misery. Nobody. And if you want to be something great, you are going to have to learn to accept the struggle as part of the recipe. Every single day, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get what I want? And if the answer is, whatever the f*** I have to, you'll get there in time.
And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be relentless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out.
Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Because that's all about you. Effort is 100% in the mind. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles.
No excuses. You're an adult now. You're not kids no more. Do it. Girlfriend or no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. Your emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
It's gonna be a fight. At some point, you gotta go take the life out of it. You gotta take that thing out, like, you gotta take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You gotta go get it.
You're setting the example every single day of your life. You have to constantly owe that machine. The machine is your mind. You got to keep challenging it every day.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
Life is one big head game. And once you learn to play the head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all. You can start living your life.
The things are never going to stop coming at you. That finally brings you to the point that you say, I'm not sure if I want to get up out of bed today if all I'm going to face is another fight.
And this is the point that can either make you or break you. This moment right here can become your biggest turning point for the better, or the moment you lose everything.
The choice is yours of what it becomes. You choose the outcome by your choices. Do you give up or do you get up?
When you're in that hole and surrounded by darkness, you have to remember, this is not the end for you. You can still change your circumstances. It doesn't matter what's happened, how much pain you've endured, who's betrayed you, what's gone wrong. The only thing that matters right now is what are you gonna do about it?
Things are always gonna go wrong in life. That's a part of it. But you have to become more powerful to be able to push through those battles. Things won't get easier, so you gotta get stronger.
You have to find the reasons that make it worth fighting for. Because if you can find a why, you can get through anyhow. If you're doing it for a car or a house, you will quit. But if you're doing it for your family, if you're doing it for your spouse, if you're doing it for what it represents about you, you can make it through anything.
And if you can pull yourself together, if you can find a way out of no way, if you can find opportunities where most would see dead ends, if you can find life where others see death, you can make your dreams, your goals, your vision a reality.
When there's a will, there's a way. When you want something bad enough, you'll find a way and you'll stop at nothing to reach it.
I need you to remember that it's always darkest before dawn. I need you to remember that you are still here. You are still alive. And as long as you're still alive, as long as you're still breathing, you have another chance to come back once again.
When life punches you and clobbers you to the ground, it's your job to find the strength, find the intestinal fortitude to pick yourself up and fight back.
Life's not always going to be easy. Sometimes you got to fight for what you know you deserve.
It takes believing in an outcome that is in your favor. And make no mistake about it, most people won't see it for you. Most people will tell you to give up. Most people will think you're wasting your time. But you are not most people. You've got to believe in the possibilities for you and your future so strong that it outweighs anyone else's opinions. You need to have something that knocks you to your knees. That's the only way you ever discover what's inside of you.
Life doesn't give you what you want. Life gives you what you'll accept. If you'll accept failure, hardships, disappointment, that's exactly what life's going to give you. If you want to win, you got to show up and demand success and fulfillment and happiness for yourself.
In spite of all those feelings every day of wanting to give up, of quitting, of throwing in the towel, in spite of all that, it's going to be your ability to somehow, some way, to muster up the courage to flush that out, to reach down deep and find something inside of you that will allow you to go for it one more time.
Adversity defines true character. Don't quit. Don't collapse. Don't faint. Don't give in. Either way you go, you gotta fight.
All of us, we got the same ending. We're gonna die. So if you know you're gonna die, why are you playing it safe?
I'm gonna build something. I'm gonna make something happen. I am not gonna live and die and not leave anything in the earth as a sign that I was here. I'm gonna build something. I'm gonna harness this challenge and turn it into my triumph because I will not stop.
There's all kinds of different ways to break. You can break
physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and none of those are fun, and all of those are gonna leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or can be the mark of defeat. When I'm broken, I relish it. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use it. Because if I'm broken, then I just found my limitations. And until I know what my limitations are, how can I push them? How can I get better? Once I feel it, once I see where I was broken, then I can attack that weakness. I can fill in that gap. I can reinforce that breach. If you break, it means it's time to fortify your will to make it stronger. Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity. There's opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better. When you break, you have the opportunity to show the world, the whole world, what you are really made of. The fight isn't over. The fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered, and you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
If you don't finally get your focus in check, if you keep wandering around distracted, if you keep looking at every new thing that pops up in your feed, if you keep trying every single new opportunity, if you keep saying yes to everything, if you keep listening to everybody's complaints, if you keep doing whatever they ask you to do, at some point, you will lose your life.
You must reclaim your attention and limit it down to the very few things you care about the most. Cut off anything else that doesn't support you.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it. Write about it. Talk about it. Hang it up on your wall. But most importantly, do something about it every single day. Start working a plan to get where you want to go and minimize everything else. Getting very clear on the mission and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no. You tune out every voice and noise outside of yourself, and you lock your focus on this one thing, and you give it everything you've got.
What is it that you need to immediately stop doing in your life to take back control of your time? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? And what do you need to start doing? What do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be the best version of you?
Because whatever you spend your time on is what determines the outcomes of your life.
Disciplining yourself buys you freedom to do what you want. Sacrifice leads, and gains follow. Don't bother looking for any gains when you haven't made sacrifices.
You've got to give stuff up in order to go up. So the question is, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to skip the parties, cut out the socializing, pass on doing the cool thing on the weekend with your friends?
Because that's what it's going to take! It's going to take you dedicating every single moment, every single ounce of energy and effort you have to pull it off! Forget about balance! You have to be obsessed with the thing you want, and don't allow anything to pull you away from it!
If you really want to win, pack your calendar! Because everything is based off of activity. The more you execute, the more results you will see.
You break away from the pack by doing more than other people are willing to.
It's impossible for you to lose if you pack your calendar with tasks to be done. Every single day of the month, morning till night. You do that year after year after year, and you will undoubtedly become one of the greatest in whatever the fuck you want to do.
A champion focuses only on the goal. They don't allow anything else into their mind that won't help them win. And so if you want to be a winner, what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day has to change. What you're watching, what you're reading, what you're listening to, the conversations you're having. You must now be fully focused on your dreams and your goals.
And it all starts with what you're doing today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Today, when you're great, you don't just focus on a year. When you're great, you don't just focus on a month. When you're great, you don't just focus on a week. You focus on the 24 hours in front of you and you work relentlessly to nail it.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. When you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep thine eyes single, learning how to concentrate, learning how to focus in, deciding that you're going to focus to develop your skills, you'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you, of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been staring there, looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. Go to a fucking bar. What's everybody talk about? What their company's doing, what their boss is doing, what their coworkers are doing, what their aunt's doing, what their mom's doing, what their dad's doing. Nobody fucking cares, and it doesn't fucking matter. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own shit, they worry about their own actions, they worry about what they execute on, and they worry about how they can get better at it.
You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day. So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself. Whatever your hands find to do, execute, execute, execute. You gotta learn to kill the noise. Who cares what they say? Dominance. Who cares what they think? Dominance. You wanna kill haters? You wanna shut them down? You wanna kill noise? Nothing succeeds like success.
No coach, no trainer, no boss can do it. You versus you.
Decide that you're going to push yourself. You have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this what I do well and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you.
Never, ever allow anybody to make you feel bad about being so blessed when you've worked your ass off to get it. You decided all the clubs, partying, hanging out, popping bottles with models, and all that shit, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing, playing basketball, shooting on weekends while everybody else is clubbing and hanging out. You got your focus right.
Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. Selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control
of your destiny.
There's no limitations. There's no excuses. Just sweat equity.